So what about TV, movies, and music? TV, movies, and music. Well, our stance here, Psalm 101, verse 2. Psalm 101, verse 2. TV and music, worldly music, is a sorcery. It really is. It sorcerizes people. Drugs and alcohol and television, that's all it takes to lead you down a road that you don't want it. That, look, why do women think that they're the man that they marry is supposed to be like Prince Charming or whatever? Because that's what you're taught through movies and television. Okay? You know, Prince Charming has hair on his back sometimes. You know what I mean? Prince Charming has hair growing out of his ears sometimes. It's not all white picket fences and stuff, but the television wants you to, they want you to believe that junk. That's why women are like, I want this guy. You know, because the television gives you an image that you want to believe. Television gives you a false image that's not true. People have problems. Everybody has problems. And that's why some people just aren't settled until they find, or sometimes it's like the movies will teach women that you got to fall for the tough guy, right? The guy, the biker, or whatever, the one that's hard to tame, you know, like Fonzie or something. I'm going to tame that stallion. No, you're not. He's going to tame you. And he's going to influence you with his wickedness. You know, ladies like the bad guy or whatever. Well, that's because Hollywood's been telling you that for years and years and years, and you just believe it. That's stupid. Psalm 101 verse 2 says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. So what is the work of them that turn aside? It's the people that set wicked things before your eyes.